Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. This week in the Wall Street Journal, there was a fascinating interview with Gene Simmons of the rock and roll band Kiss. The article is fascinating for several reasons, given their long success and their new and allegedly final tour performing around the country. But to me, of course, it was most interesting because it referenced trademarks on more than one occasion. Kiss has an extremely powerful brand. They are well known for their music, their logo, their shows, their visuals, and their makeup around the world. And they've been very, very intelligent about protecting their brand and their trademarks over the years. You might be surprised to know that the Kiss band has a portfolio of about 100 trademark registrations and applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And they have protected and licensed their name on all types of merchandise. The obvious things, of course, music recordings, apparel, posters, but much more than that. I think the cartoon series, baby products. There's even, believe it or not, something called a Kiss casket, spelled K-A-S. K-E-T, for people who want to die and be enveloped in the Kiss brand. And so they've tapped into the power of branding and then to the power of trademark protection to leverage and exploit and license and make money, hundreds of millions of dollars, off of this brand. First thing in the second paragraph of the article, they mention their new tour is called the End of the Road Tour. Well, immediately I thought, oh, End of the Road. Okay, I wonder if they've protected that. Well, Kiss has a pending trademark application for End of the Road for musical concerts and events. They're very on top of protecting their trademarks. It's a great example. They also, I mentioned that they have dozens, over 100 filings with the USPTO. They also have, believe it or not, the makeup that they wear on their face, the configuration of the makeup of the different members of the band registered as trademarks in several different ways. They have it registered for live musical performances. They have them registered for like action figure toys, and they have them registered maybe for trading cards or comic books or some other product also. So they see the visual nature that it's more than just a name. It's more than just a logo. They've managed to capture so much of the essence of their branding in trademark protection. And I would propose to you that Kiss might have the greatest band trademark portfolio of all time. In fact, I think the only other artist or band that comes close is Jimmy Buffett. He has dozens and dozens or hundreds of trademark registrations as well for his Margaritaville enterprises, tequilas, restaurants, all types of things. And the Rolling Stones maybe have the most iconic rock and roll logo with the tongue sticking out of the lips. But the Rolling Stones has nowhere near the portfolio of registrations and licensing and protection that Kiss does. Gene Simmons and Kiss understand the power of trademark protection and the many different registrations and logos and protections that can come to a business and a portfolio. If you'd like to examine your trademark portfolio, and you don't have to be on the magnitude of Kiss, you don't have to be known worldwide, you don't have to have hundreds of registrations, but if you're not protected to the maximum extent for your industry and your business, let's have a conversation. And let me know what you think. If you think there's a band that has a bigger trademark portfolio than Kiss, I'd love to hear about it. Send me a message. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.